Community Connection being brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, focusing on one of the favorite activities in and around Bartlesville, and I believe it's the 35th rendition of Sunfest this summer, and Stephanie Leaf and Pam Patterson did talk to us about it this morning. Good morning, ladies. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
And I don't care who starts it off, but as I understand it, it will be some of the year-in, year-out events, like a great food area, but a return of some of the favorites from Sunfest this year.
Yes.
Yeah, we have our favorite events back. We're bringing back our water gun fight, which was a big
thing was huge.
We did it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We didn't have it last year. So hopefully this year it'll be big again and everybody will come back and support it. So we're pretty excited about that too.
Well, looking at the long range forecast, and I know looking that far in advance, it's kind of like crystal ball gazing. But
yeah.
we're looking at right now pleasant conditions, hopefully, and temperatures somewhere in the mid-80s or better.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so. That's what made us shy of doing it last year. We got beautiful weather the first year and just 50 degree the second year.
Yeah.
So we got gun shy last year.
Yeah,
well, we're going to count on good weather this time till we find out otherwise. But you know, as I recall, that water gun fight, you weren't sure really what was going to happen a couple of years or so ago, but it was an amazing success.
It was huge. We had over 1,800 people playing, coming from all over the area, and then also from Kansas and Missouri they were coming in from, because we were going for a Guinness record that time. But such a fun event that we had that day.
So hopefully we can get all those 1,800 people back again and make it crazy.
We made it a little different this year. Cytel is sponsoring it, and we're kind of making it a little paintball gun style course. So we had purchased some of the blow up bunkers that people can hide behind, and working with the fire department here to bring a truck out there to have water, and then also have the kids play in the truck. We'll have prizes for the biggest groups, the most festive, and then there's another one too, which is on our website.
Yeah.
But it's really going to be a fun little event. That's happening on Saturday the 3rd this year.
Okay. And that's going to be bringing out people. Of course, Saturday's always a big attendance event anyway, but traditionally Sunfest starts somewhere about the time people are getting off work on Fridays.
Right.
Yes.
So the park opens at 3 o'clock Friday, June 2nd. We tend to get hopping about 5. People come out for dinner. We have a lot of youth activities starting at about 6 and 7 o'clock at the band shell. Our stages will start opening at 5:30 with music. But of course the food vendors, they're ready to serve at noon sometimes. As soon as they pass food inspection, they're like, let's sell it.
Yeah, and there are certain places that, they have got their space marked out. They've set up maybe since the beginning of Sunfest, or at least the last 20-some years of that same location, and people go looking for them. I mean, whether it's the guys with the root beer or the Dippin' Dots or, of course, Dink's and the Indian Tacos, and there are several that people just go to Sunfest. I don't care if it's raining a torrent, I'm going to get some food anyway. You know?
That's right.
I'm pretty excited about the root beer.
And I'm just, we're not going to say the R word. Don't swear at me, Charlie.
No, I'm sorry.
But, we're Oklahomans. We'll just throw on our boots and come on out.
Yeah.
Just stay out of the river.
Brave
we're
the
good.
Bird.
Yeah. But, it's an arts and entertainment festival. And on the art side of things, there's always something great to see.
Mm-hmm. We have about 50 artist vendors this year. Some that are returning from previous years and some brand new ones that you've never seen before. So that's kind of exciting.
I think that's on the art side of things. That's always one thing that people want to, who's new? You know, what do they bring me this year that I haven't seen before, or maybe that I haven't seen for forever?
Mm-hmm. Right. We, a lot of home decor, some very new vendors for home decor,
jewelry. We always have
jewelry.
Great jewelry.
We're having
a couple new jewelry vendors this year.
Okay.
We have the young entrepreneur tent we're going to be doing again too. So if there's any young entrepreneurs, we're still looking for you. My favorite is the gentleman who makes the wire animals for your yard. I can't wait to get another ant. I was like, I need another ant.
Reminiscent of a 1950s sci-fi flick somewhere along the line.
I love it. I have a whole army of ants in front of my yard.
She does. Well,
so the ants go marching by a 2x2.
Exactly.
Great idea. But there's all kinds of reasons to go sunfesting, and we've talked a little bit about the food. We're happy to go back through that if you want to. There's something to take home, from the art side of things, but it's the multiple stages of what's going on entertainment-wise that people may come for the food or the art things, but they're going to stay for the music.
Yes, right. And on Saturday we're having our second annual
First
Battle
Baptist
of the Bands.
Just focus on the life.
So that's going to be exciting. It's there's so much variety in all the bands. Mm-hmm. It's just really neat. And then our winner from last year, Awaiting Daylight, is actually going to play.
They weren't our winner.
Oh, they weren't the winner.
So Awaiting Daylight is we all of us. From the board, when we were running around and listening, we were just, who is that band playing? Who is that band? And every single one of us remembered that band. They were not the winners, but they were played earlier on in the day, and we're like, who is that band? Who is that band? And then with the help of our friend Danny Blevins with ClassCom Productions, he is like, that is Awaiting Daylight. I go, we want them.
Yeah.
Like, they were so good, and they really stood out. Female-led band. Really reminiscent of a Evanescence, Paramore kind of rock, but really, really good.
Yeah, and I think I remember seeing some comments on social media about them too. Several Facebook posts, just kind of like, you missed a great band.
Yeah, they were really good, and that is creating a very, very good story for us, tying in the Battle of the Bands and. Mm-hmm. You might not necessarily be the winner, but somebody's noticing you, and then you could end up on our main stage as one of our main acts, and that's exactly what happened this year.
You told me before we went on the air that your board has just really been very active this year with all kinds of new ideas, and we need to do this, or we need to bring this back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get scared when I say, I have an idea. I can just feel the gosh, what?
But if you're not growing, if you're not changing, then something's wrong somewhere along the line.
Exactly.
So it's our musical. That's one of our special events. Our bands and those are our stages. We have a really good wide variety. We have the Tiptons coming, which are a country band. Jesse Joyce is coming back. We really enjoyed him. He's puts on a good act.
Mm-hmm.
Interlaced out of Tulsa is coming back. Signal 29 is closing out our festival on Sunday, but we are really, really excited for one of our acts on Friday night. All of them. We're all really excited. But one of them is
we can only be excited about one at a time, so we'll start with the next one.
So we have a young boy who's an Elvis impersonator out of Branson that's coming. His name's Little E, and he is going to do a performance of his Elvis impersonations as well as some of other 50s impersonators he does. And in between that, we're going to be doing a special 35th recognition ceremony for previous board members. So it's going to be a really fun, recognizing. Mm-hmm. We're just, it's not, there's 35 years. I mean, there's so many people that's touched this and made this what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
They handed us over such a great brand and such a great baton, and we want to recognize that.
Well, and there are so many people that have been involved, if not from the beginning, certainly for many of those 35 years. One person who's not going to be helping out this year, I'll mention Rich Johnson.
Yes, our Richard. I like to think him and Hoop are up there jamming, and Hoop is out there broadcasting is what I'd like to think. That's what I'd like to think. They'll both be shining down on us, but
for sure.
Yeah, that leaves a big hole in our hearts, but we are really, every decision we make, we think, will it make Richard proud? And it will. I think he'd be very, very proud of us. We know some of his last ties. He was hanging lights at Sunfest, and it was, I was like, oh, he's got Sunfest on the brain.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing that. We have a special honor going to him soon. Actually, there's a couple of things. One, he wanted me to get Usual Suspects wanted to be together. I said, okay, Richard, we'll make that happen. So they will be playing as well on 7 o'clock on Saturday night. But we also talked to Lenny Baker and the Gigsters, and they're going to do a fabulous thing for us. We invited them to come back for Sunday right after worship to play a set, and then they will be donating their payment to the fundraising efforts we'll be going on having for Richard.
That's neat. And I mentioned both of those names before we went on the air, just some of the year-in, year-out staples of many of the early years of Sunfest.
Right.
I don't think it without their support and their fans' support that maybe we wouldn't be doing 35 years. I don't know.
Right.
Exactly.
We certainly do have a lot of people that are requested.
And it's nice to play the hits, so to speak. You want to play those requests, but on the other hand, you guys are constantly looking for new talent, new ways to bring even an extra 10, 15 people in
that
maybe hadn't been to Sunfest before.
That's right. This is, you know, a transition turning point for us in a lot of ways this year. But I think we have a really, really good team, and we are all in it. They're not allowed to leave until I say they can. So.
Who am I to argue with that?
Exactly.
If it works for your board, it works. Yeah.
But they're we're all in, and everybody does a wonderful job, and we're excited to be able to recognize that this year through everything.
35 years, one of those numbers that ends in 5 or 0 that you can kind of take an opportunity to look back and also look forward and say, well, you know, what have we always been doing right, or what was such a good thing that we forgot to do it this year?
Right.
Hopefully when it's the 60th anniversary, we'll be up on stage.
You may have to pry this away. I understand how that other board got into this for 20-some years.
Yeah.
I was like, it's your baby. It's So
you don't want to leave it.
But we always have fun. We have always, you know, we're excited to have this year. And then our special events are really always the fun ones that we do a lot of. You know, we have the drive-in movie that's coming again. Mm-hmm. The team has decided to show Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, and we're going to have a Mad Hatter party. We're going to have a tea party. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have awesome cookies for the kiddos. And our contest this year is not cars. They're going to make top hats.
Oh.
So get crafty. Find, you know, all your Pinterest posts and just make a wacky hat, because it's going to get mad.
And, you know, and it's so fun. And, you know, thanks to Safari Smiles for that, because they help us make this bigger and better every year. We are able to integrate a magician this time to entertain the kiddos before the sun goes down, because there's always that period of time where it's like, it's not dark enough. But we have a lot of special events planned, raffle prizes. We're going to have a magician entertaining. We always have a massive dance party, which is really fun to watch for that.
That's going
to
be fun.
That, and then what else? We have our 5K.
Yes.
Always the 5K. Our third 5K grows every year. It's so fun.
Saturday morning, bright and early.
That's right. Let's get her started.
Well, we're going to take a short break and continue previewing Sunfest. Of course, it's coming up. Starts on Friday, the 2nd of June, if I've got the numbers right.
Yep.
And, of course, continues through the weekend as traditional. We'll continue in just a moment on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, spending a little bit of time this morning with Stephanie Leaf and Pam Patterson talking about Sunfest coming up June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, if I remember the dates correctly. And it's that first weekend in June. Always seems to, in one sense, it creeps up on us because we had such a good time in May with Memorial Day weekend. But it just really starts off the summer for us so nicely. And it always seems as though there's a unique personality to each year's Sunfest. There's always a little bit of different twist to it, whether it's weather induced or a particular band that might be the one that closes out Saturday night, or something that says that's what made Sunfest special for me this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to rain.
That's for sure.
Yeah. It's bright and sunny.
And you hit that nail on the head. We do have a lot of different personalities that come up with a lot of different ideas. We don't have a tagline this year.
Okay.
We're just going to party.
Yep.
I mean, it's
big
a
old
celebration.
Birthday party.
It's a big celebration here.
Yep.
All of us were able to put our little tweaks and twists into it.
Okay.
And our birthday celebration is kind of going to come full force in our Youth Fest area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different this year. They're not going to be maps to go around so they can, you know, do certain things. It's just going to be a big party.
Okay.
Each booth will be a different party theme. So we're going to have pirates and princesses and superheroes, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Well, kind of, if you're already starting off with Alice in Wonderland, that just kind of opens up so many possibilities for you
really
right
does.
There. But if you got a magician and you got some of the other things going on for you, I can see where some years it's more the teens and adult population, and maybe mm-hmm. not so much for the younger set. But who doesn't like Alice in Wonderland and all the things
yeah.
that come out of that? You know,
Alice in Wonderland. Is
right, and it's
great.
The animated Disney one,
yeah.
so
mm-hmm.
it's the 1954 one. So it's
yeah,
not
the
that
classic.
Stylized one. That's also great, but...
Well, yeah. No, but I think, we have all, at some point in time, no matter what age we are, went, you know, gone to see that one, because mm-hmm. that's one of those films that Disney brings back out every mm-hmm. few years, because it is a classic.
Yes.
Yes, and that's always fun. And we love that. We love that youth, mm-hmm. that youth activities. It's kind of shaping in that whole Bandshell area. That's where the youth go. That's
yeah.
where our kids go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun.
Yeah.
We have some new sponsors coming in this year. Coke and Monster actually generously donated a lot of product to us. So the kids will be nice and hydrated with some tummy yummies, thanks to them. And full of sugar. You're welcome, parents.
Yes.
You're welcome. And that's part of just taking the kids to an event. I don't care, Sunfest, a carnival, a circus, whatever it might be. The kids are always going to be up for it anyway, and
right.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, you got to take an extra hour or two and wind them down.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Sugared
we'll
up and full of glow sticks
yeah.
is what they'll be.
We'll have plenty of stuff to wear them down, so they'll be tired when they go home.
Exactly.
Maybe they might even fall asleep on the way home.
Yeah. That's a goal.
They can go ride the ponies. So Pioneer Pony Rides out of the Tulsa area has been doing pony rides for us for 4 years now,
mm-hmm.
and Robin is coming back, and thanks to DSR, all those rides are going to be free again. So there will not be one kid that can't have a ride. They'll have a schedule
yes.
this year. Last year, the ponies got pooped out last year. They got, by Sunday afternoon, they were done. They were just starting to lay down, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're done with that. Those poor ponies. But man, it's so fun to see those kids. And really, it's for the
mm-hmm.
kids. It's a
yeah.
family thing.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love ponies?
I know.
You know,
I want to ride
little
the pony.
Kids, so yeah, I'm kind of jealous.
Robin wouldn't let me ride the,
ride the ponies.
if the pony doesn't complain, who am I to say anything else? but you know, it's a lot of fun to take the kids out there. You've mentioned several businesses that sponsor different things for Sunfest.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was not for the area business community, particularly Bartlesville and Dewey, but the area business community as a whole, Sunfest wouldn't be what it is today.
It is not. You know, Sunfest really is. We are 100, since the inception, 100% volunteer, nonprofit, absolutely no paid mm-hmm. staff. And it's really done because of our corporate sponsors wanting to not only support, you know, the family environment, but then in the arts, but also just support tourism of Bartlesville. They
mm-hmm.
understand the importance of that. And then just a wonderful amount of personal donators that do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you can do, it's all tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And really all that money gets invested into the program.
Yeah.
To make things bigger and better, which is why when my board says I have an idea, they all cringe, because I was like, oh, I found another sponsor to
yes.
do this. So I want to make this happen. But really, it's, you know, we have some really just wonderful businesses
mm-hmm.
in this area. And I got to participate in Leadership Bartlesville this year,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be graduating that. And just that whole program just really helped open my eyes too about a lot of how these businesses support. I mean, it's not just one thing.
No.
They support a lot. This town really is, we'll take care of ya. We got ya. I think that's our tagline. I think
mm-hmm.
that Bartlesville tagline should be, we got ya.
There you go.
It really is. I mean, everyone's just supporting each other.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of those sponsors and new ones coming in.
Yeah.
Because they also daily, because they see the value, they see the
mm-hmm.
how big it is.
For all of the different events, the water fight, all the other things that people need to participate in, is it advanced registration for any of it, the 5K or anything else that we need to get out there?
5K You can register online now. Online registration open. We will have on-site registration that morning, just like most 5Ks do. Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to register for the decathlon if you want to participate in that. It's a family event, mm-hmm. so you have to have a team of five, any age, 5 to 99, it doesn't matter. But you do have to pre-register.
You mostly have to do that because we have swag to make.
Sure.
We have flags to make. We have team flags. But, mm-hmm. I mean, it really is ages. My mom has a team. My mom is in her 50s. I won't tell her her name. And then she goes with her little kids. Their team name is the young Tarts and the Old Fart. I mean, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. With pre-registration through your website?
Yes.
Yes.
We have an application on our website, and you just print that off and mail it in. It's absolutely free. We just really need your name and your t-shirt mm-hmm. size, and it's a waiver or two.
Yeah. So again, go to the website, which is, I want to make sure I get it right, so I'll let you say it.
BartlesvilleSunFest.org.
That would have been my guess, but sure enough, if I'd have said that, I'd have been wrong. So I want to make sure that you guys get the website out there, BartlesvilleSunFest.org. Get on, check out the website. There's probably a few things we have not mentioned, mm-hmm. and you can check out the list of bands and everything else.
Yep, those will be published very soon. We're also very active on Facebook. We do a lot of updates on Facebook. Not so much on Instagram and Twitter, but we're there. But Facebook is huge. Facebook's going to be...
It gives you the opportunity to actually say more.
Right. Yes. Facebook's going to be really where you're going to find the most up-to-date. Mm-hmm. If we need to do something right away, that's where we're going to post it. So like our Facebook page.
Well, again, make your plans. So make sure you get your calendar out on your phone right now and make sure that you mark Sunfest. Starts officially about 3, but realistically everybody's going to show up about 5. I'm sorry.
22 days.
22 days. 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, the 2nd, and the food vendors, like she said, many of them will actually be ready to serve you, maybe not at noon, but shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
So
come
on out. Have a good time at Sunfest. And again, it is the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June. You're going to have a great time because it's going to be great weather. We're looking forward to it. Hope you are too. That's a Community Connection this morning on K1, brought to you by First Baptist Church.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on Bart.